7.5 years ago, Gavilar Colin was on the verge of immortality. He merely had to find the right words. He walked a circle around the 9 honor blades, driven point first into the stone ground. The air stank of burned flesh. He'd attended enough funeral pyres to know that scent intimately, though these bodies hadn't been burned after the fighting, but during it.
They call it a Harietium.
When he became a herald, would his blade become like these, imbued with power and lore?
The end of the world. Was it a lie, Stormfather?
Many who name it such believed what they said.
And the owners of these? What did the heralds believe?
If they had been entirely truthful, then I would not be seeking a new champion.
I swear to serve Honor and Roshar as its herald, better than these did.
These words are not accepted. You will never find them at random, Gavilar.
He would try nonetheless. In becoming the most powerful man in the world, Gavilar had often accomplished what others thought impossible. He rounded the ring of blades again, alone with them in the shadow of monolithic stones. After dozens of visits to this vision, he could name each and every blade by its associated herald. The Stormfather, however, continued to be reticent to share information. No matter, he would have his prize. He ripped Jezreel's long, curved blade from the stone and swung it, cutting the air.
Noadon met and grew to know the heralds?
Yes.
They are in there, aren't they? The correct words are somewhere in the Way of Kings.
Yes.
Gavilar had the entire book memorized. He'd taught himself to read years ago so he could search for secrets without revealing them to the women in his life. He tossed the herald's blade aside, which made the Stormfather hiss. Gavilar mentally chided himself. This was just a vision, and these fake blades were nothing to him, but he needed the Stormfather to think him pious and worthy. At least for now.